final whistle has gone. So real frustration as Jürgen and David Moyes embrace. There's a lot of respect between them two. A game, really, that Liverpool, you have to say today, folks, if we're being totally honest, we've thrown this one away. In the first half, we had some good chances. Diaz hit the post before poor defending from a corner leads to Jared Bowen, free header from a corner to head it in the back of the net. In the second half, we really came out the blocks. Gravenberch was excellent. Gakpo getting on the ball. Andy Robertson fired Liverpool level. Luis Diaz was our best player today for me. No doubt, he was brilliant. And he set up Randy Robertson. Then we missed chances. McAllister with a header. Diaz had a couple of efforts, free on goal. But our wastefulness led with Alisson then dropped across from the same move. A cross comes in from Bowen. And Antonio gets away from Kwanza to head in. Harvey Elliott hits the bar late on. But it just wasn't enough. The architects of our own downfall, I think Jürgen will say that, to judge this game. West Ham 2, Liverpool 2.
Welcome to The Reaction. We are looking back on Liverpool's 2-2 draw with West Ham at the London Stadium. We'll bring you the thoughts of Jürgen Klopp and Jarrell Kwanza, as well as my guests in the LFC TV studio today, Ray Houghton and Ronnie Whelan. First up, though, to our reporter Mark Benstead, who's at the London Stadium alongside former Red Tash Dowie.
Yeah, thank you, Becky. We've ventured back pitch side here after spending a little bit of time inside. I've been down in the interview area, in the mix zone area as well, and Tash has been in the press conference listening to both managers. What do you think was the overriding sentiment from the two bosses for today's game?
Yeah, I think from Jürgen, obviously disappointed to not get the 3 points. I think he was happy with lots of parts of the game, controlled the game in the first half, disappointed with how he conceded. Again, wasteful in front of goal. Made the changes because obviously the 4 games in 10 days. But overall, he was happy and he felt that Liverpool were the only team really that deserved to win the game. I think David Moyes, listening to him, he said quite similar to the West Ham game, the Everton game, he thought Liverpool were the better team and they knew that they had to fight, they had to make it hard. He actually thinks they defended very well and was proud of the way they came back to obviously get the equaliser. Was disappointed actually with how they defended the goals and set pieces, but they've done that against the top six teams at home. So he's not surprised that he's obviously caused a nosebleed. So I think both managers, probably David Moyes more happier than Jürgen, let's be honest.
I just wonder on Liverpool's point of view there and the goals we've conceded, and the fact that maybe the fighting element's been what's been missing at times. Is that something that's easily fixed? We saw it in midweek, we saw it in today. Maybe having got themselves into a winning position, they weren't able to battle, hold on to it. Is that something we can...
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Jürgen said in his presser, is just how the goals came from nothing. I think that's probably the most disappointing thing. We were even talking, weren't we, during the game, that it was good that Liverpool had maybe gone most of the half not conceding, but then out of nowhere they get the goal. Again, then the reaction in the second half was brilliant. And actually, I think in spells in the second half, we looked a lot more like our old self, really controlled, high intensity, got obviously 2-1 up. And I thought, there's only one winner here, but I knew we had to get a third because of how we've been leaking goals, unfortunately. And then again, from nowhere, quite comfortable, 2-2. And I really think then that goal kind of killed us. I think we were quite flat and really didn't see the game out very well at all. So I think it's the highs and lows. I think the consistency is what we've struggled with.
Is one of the problems we're having the fact that in isolation to come here and draw and battle back and get something, it isn't a bad situation. It's the fact that we've had all these sort of dropped points, all these sort of bad results, if we call that, collectively pushed together. We'd only lost one game in the league until very recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's what we've lost 3 out of our last 8. This is the business end of the season. This is the most important part of the season. And, I think today if we could have come away with the 3 points, you look at the other games, we're still in it. But I think, dropping more points today, look, we'll never give up, and I think that's Liverpool Football Club. We've got that mentality and we won't give up. But I think to kind of control, so much of the game today, to be leading, which hasn't been the case for a long time with us, it's really disappointing then to obviously concede that equaliser and then not really react. We still have plenty of time to maybe go for the winner. Mo coming on, Nunes coming on, that they didn't really have the impact probably they would have liked as well. So, yeah, another disappointing day. And it kind of felt flat throughout the game, to be honest, especially in the first half.
3 games to go. You're a senior player in that dressing room leaving here today. What are you saying to the rest of the group?
Look, as players, you've got to... it's about pride, truthfully. You know, you don't become a bad player overnight. You're representing Liverpool Football Club. Yes, it's been a really tough spell, probably a tougher spell than any of them have gone through for a long, long time. But I think every game you're lucky to play football, you know, and I think I've retired now, but I'd give anything to be able to walk onto a pitch and play 90 minutes again. And they need to realise just how lucky they are and, you know, play with your heart on your sleeve, play for the crowd. The crowd will always back the players, you know, us Scousers, you know, we'll always back them. And again, you know, for me, give Jürgen, you know, he deserves this high. You know, it makes me a little bit sad seeing, you know, how flat he is at the moment. You know, he's done too much for this club to kind of go out the way he is. So I think they need to really remember that.
Yeah, three games left to go, 9 points up for grabs. You feel that that has to be the minimum total now taken before the end of the season?
Guys, once again, another frustrating afternoon, really. And Ronnie, you feel Liverpool threw it away a little bit.
It's another one of those games that Liverpool play, you're disappointed and annoyed at the end of it. Annoyed that they can't stop conceding goals anymore. They, you know, there's going to be goals against Liverpool nearly every game they play, and you're thinking, OK, we're going to have to score more than the opposition if we're going to... We were cruising that second half. We come out so well second half after the break, and we knocked it around past, got the goals, and you're really, really in control of the game. Yeah. And then people go asleep, and the corner comes in, and Jared Bowen, nearly the smallest player on the pitch, probably... He gets in and scores a header, and it just deflates everyone yet again.
Yeah,
it's just happening too often.
It does feel quite deflating.
Yeah, I think you can tell that by the reaction of the manager and the players at the end of the game. That was a game they should have won. There was no question about it. The better team throughout the 90 minutes, and yet they've come away with a point. And why was that? Because twice defensively they switched off. Now, I could have told you before the game that West Ham are good from set plays. I could have told you that. It's simple. So they should have known it. Short corner, no one, so they've got a 2v1 situation, no one's alert to it, ball gets delivered in, Jared Bowen's got five players around him, five Liverpool players, five white shirts, no one goes and attacks him. They're all looking at each other saying, are you going to go, are you going to go? And that's where you need leadership. You need people who are decisive, who make the point of, I'm going to go and win it, I'm going to put him under pressure, I'm not going to allow him to have a free header. That led to the opening goal. Second half, Liverpool started really well, moving the ball quickly. West Ham couldn't get near them. West Ham looked out on their feet. They were so tired. They were looking at their players, couldn't move. 2-1 up, thinking, be professional, see the game out. What do? We've got Virgil running over at the left-back position to help out when there's no need. Stay in your central position. And then Kwanzaa gets caught the wrong side, so he doesn't even know where Antonio is. He's going into position. Ball goes over his head. Really good header. Good ball in from Jared Bowen. Brilliant header from Antonio beyond the goalkeeper. But it was avoidable. You know, they were the very few attacks that West Ham had. You could hear the crowd. The West Ham supporters were so quiet.
Yeah, it was, and then flat, all of a sudden,
the belief was there, and they'll think they're going to go and win it in the end.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's the thing with the London Stadium in general, because the crowd are obviously so far away from the pitch. But I think to pick up on what Ray said there about set pieces, specifically on the back of what happened in the Merseyside derby as well, where Everton's second goal, it was a similar situation. And it's just frustrating that maybe that lesson has not been learnt.
We mentioned it before the game.
We did, yeah.
We're talking about it, and we're saying, did he do his homework against Everton for the free kicks and corner kicks and whatever? And we said he's obviously done it this week. The manager has got everything sorted out because they're good at corner kicks, free kicks. But then obviously they haven't worked that hard on it because they're giving goals away off them all the time. Liverpool fans are extremely frustrated of what's gone on the last 5 or 6, 7 games, because they can't believe the same thing keeps happening.
Yeah.
You know, you can't keep making the same mistakes and expect to win trophies and leagues and European Cups. And it's just not possible that you can concede so many goals and you have to keep winning.
And the other thing, though, Becky, is the amount of chances that Liverpool have created. Virtually every game that they've played, they've had more chances than the opposition.
Yep.
So why aren't you winning more often? More possession. I think prior to today's game, I certainly know in the Crystal Palace game, the Fulham game, in the Atalanta game, they had 70% possession in the game.
75 today.
75% possession. I didn't see the stat. So there you go. There's another example of controlling the ball, controlling the game, and yet you're still conceding at the other end. Why is that happening? Why are you making decisions that you're making? You know, our most experienced player, Van Dijk, going over to the left back position when there's no need to go there. Why not stay in your central position alongside Kwanzaa? You've got 2v1 then. And then you can start, your starting positions would be much better.
Mm.
But he goes over there, Kwanzaa comes over, ball's played in behind him. These are the little mistakes, the little things that you do wrong that adds up during the course of the game and you get the chances. West Ham players coming off there and the West Ham can't believe that they've got a draw in that game.
Yeah.
They cannot believe that. They know they were second best throughout that second half and yet they've got that goal from Antonio to give them the point in the end.
Yeah, we obviously saw the boss after the derby come out in his press conference and say, you know, I sort of take responsibility for this because he is kind of an arm around the shoulder type manager. But as you say, when it's decision making by the players on the pitch and some of these experienced players as well, and it's just kind of a situation where they have to sort of take their medicine as well when, you know, they're playing their part in it too. It's not all on the boss.
It all comes down to players at the end of the day. You know, the manager picks his team and he picks the players that he feels are right. The only thing he could ever do now to change things is to get rid of your centre-backs and get someone else in that might do the job a little bit better, or your defenders or your defensive midfield, wherever it's coming from more often. If crosses are coming into the box and they keep scoring headers, you always look at your two centre-backs and go, why aren't they winning headers? McAllister and Endo, for me, were more headers balls coming into the box today than the two centre-backs did. Quonset, for me, had a very, very good game. But you make the mistake. But he is a young lad, and I know he'll... But he should defend better. Or Virgil should be grabbing him and saying, you should tell you what to do, where to go. It's all down to players, and if you keep making the mistakes, you have to go and find someone who doesn't make that many mistakes.
Yeah, to be fair to Jarrell, as Ronnie said, I think overall he had a good game and there were various moments in the game you could pinpoint where he was excellent defensively.
Well, he's not only had a good game, he's had a great season.
Yeah.
He's had a great season. You know, from the moment he's came in and the way he's adjusted to being a Premier League footballer, being a first-team footballer, I think it's been exceptional. He's made one or two little mistakes. We expect that for someone of his age. But you've got to grow up quickly. You know, Liverpool are in a game today, Bec, where they needed to win.
Yeah.
The new draw wasn't good enough. It's not going to be good enough to try and win the title. Man City and Arsenal aren't going to drop enough points to bring Liverpool back into it. So it was a must-win game. So you had to cut out the mistakes today. And coming back to the first goal for me was the one. Because Liverpool were in control in the first half. They had the better chances. There wasn't a lot of chances, but they had the better chances. West Ham didn't offer a great deal in that first half. But from the first real attack that they had, you know, the ball gets delivered into the box. Five players. That's what I come back to. There's five players there and no one's making the decision to go and attack it. Why not? Who's in charge back there? Everyone should know their job. You should be disciplined enough, professional enough. Even just go and put your body in line. You don't have to go and win the header, but put off the person that's having the header. No one's free.
How do you improve that then? Is it communication? How does that improve
it's communication
for next
is a big
season,
thing,
I guess, we're looking
communication
at?
Communication is huge, you know, but it should be you yourself. If someone's got a ball there 5 yards away and he's going to put a ball in the box, I'm going to go as close as I possibly can so it'll hit me. But for some reason, some players want to just drop off and see what's happening in front of them. And how do you improve? I don't. Week in, week out, you've just got to try and keep working on it. But whatever it is at the moment, it's not going very well.
I think what will also frustrate fans is the sort of shades between first half and second half performances again, Ray, because the second half was so much better than the first. As Ronnie said, I think they did start quite well, certainly better than they did on Wednesday night.
Well, I actually thought they played quite well. I thought they'd done all right in the first half for about 30 minutes. I thought Liverpool dominated, to be honest. I thought when Liverpool passed the ball quickly, West Ham couldn't get near them. One and two touch movement was good. They were getting it down the left-hand side, turning out. Harvey was keeping his width over on the right-hand side. They were changing play and they were moving the West Ham players around from side to side. West Ham were just sitting back deep. Mm. They weren't offering anything going forward, so they had a rear-guard action. But Liverpool was still breaking through and getting into areas. Robertson was getting forward down the left-hand side. Trent was getting forward down the right, coming in that inverted full-back position, getting on the ball. Maybe if you were being really hypercritical, they were trying to thread it through the middle too often when there was no space, where they were getting a lot of joy. And I thought Diaz was electric today. I thought he was excellent. He always looked a threat. And the only thing missing from Liverpool's play in that first half, finishing. Harvey, when he had a shot with his right foot, headed into the side netting, I thought he could have, in my opinion, and could have been in that position myself, just brought it inside on his left foot and he restroked into net, because both the Emerson, the defender, and the goalkeeper bought the first shot. So they were going there and all he needed to do was reverse and tap it. Easy thing to say. But people of that ability, you expect them to do something a little bit different in the box. Then you had Gravenberch at the back post when he didn't make up his mind where he was going to take a shot. or try to lay it back. And he got caught in two minds and it just fizzled out. Little things like that can be the difference. If Liverpool got the first goal in the game today, I would have expected them going to win the game comfortably because West Ham were out on their feet. They were out on their feet in that second half. They had very low energy levels, but they got one break and it came from Alisson, and I hate to be critical of Alisson, but it was a ball that was clipped in, he went to collect it, and he fumbled it. Mm. And it led to a shot which he saved. He'd done really well to make a save after that. But still, West Ham kept the ball alive in that period, and then the opportunity came from there, and they scored. And you just could see what effect it had on the players. Everyone was down at that stage. They were struggling to get back to believe they were going to win it.
Right, 40 minutes, Diaz hits the post. 3 minutes later, they go and score.
Yeah.
It seems like they start feeling sorry for themselves at some stage in the game. You know, we're making chances and we're not scoring. Heads go down and then you just go. And then now you've got a huge job to get back into the game.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke pre-match about how many games they've obviously had to come from behind in. What is it? I think this is 23rd now. It will be. And, you know, it's too much,
isn't it?
It is far too much. But what a response at the start of the second half. You know, to come out and play the way that they did.
Whether
it was the manager telling them, you know, a few home truths at half-time, whether it was just saying, you know what, you're well in control of this game, what's missing is your finishing. But then they got the goal to get it back, you 1-1, and then a bit of good fortune with the ricochet of three players that took into the back of it. But that was a bit of luck that wasn't going Liverpool's way for a lot of matches.
Then
2-1, I was like, be professional now. You don't have to go and get a third, but make sure you keep it at 2-1. And that's where the problem came.
What will that move be like in the dressing room now? Because to look at the bigger picture, you know, while there's still a chance, we'll always say there's still a chance, but it doesn't look very realistic now, Ronnie, at all.
Not at all. Before the game, I didn't think it was possible anyway, but now, only drawn this game, I think it's completely gone. The mood will be bad. I'm sure they'll be down, and they do know they should have done better over the last five or six games, which they haven't done. But you will think as a pro, you'll think, we had a chance this year. We had a good chance to win the league and we've just blown it completely now.
Yeah.
Frustration. They'll be as frustrated as the Liverpool fans are at the moment because there's been a lot of good signs, but then huge mistakes that have been very, very costly. And the finishing. You know, we say we go back to how much possession you have, what you create. There's been a lot of good chances for Liverpool in the matches. Crystal Palace should have been out of sight. The opportunities that they had, didn't take them. I know Palace defended well, but there were some of the misses in that were incredible, how Liverpool players didn't score. And then once again today, you know, it wasn't through the lack of effort, they put a lot of effort in the game, but just defensively on two occasions you switch off and it leads to two goals and you end up in a game you should be winning and picking up the 3 points and putting pressure. Whether you feel that Arsenal or Man City are going to drop points or not, the pressure would have been put on them with the victory today because you've got the points in the bag. And then it's up to them to go out and replicate your performance, your result in the matches that they've got. So it would have been interesting. Now it's just gone flat. And for a season that promised so much, you win the League Cup, you're still in three trophies. You lose to Man United, and that for me was a turning point. Losing to Man United in the FA Cup. Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. It looked like we lost confidence, lost belief. From that position onwards, and then going out to Atalanta, particularly with the first leg and a poor performance, and then the last couple of weeks, you know, the loss to Everton, the loss to Crystal Palace, and then the draw today.
We just can't let it peter out like in this way, though, can we, Ronnie? You know, obviously Jurgen Klopp, who we'll hear from very shortly, actually, he deserves much more than this, and we deserve his tenure to not end in such a kind of flat fashion, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't know if the players felt the pressure of trying to win more trophies for them.
Mm.
And then it's not happening, and then they're thinking, come on, he's leaving, let's give him a good send-off, and we'll win every game, and then it didn't happen, then it didn't happen. And just everything has built up and built up with Klopp's gone, players are getting injured, we're making five changes nearly every week, and it's just become too much for everybody at the end.
Yeah, it's funny because obviously when we first heard the news, it was the initial shock, and then it felt like it was going to be such a motivating factor, and I think it was for some time, but maybe as Ray says, that pressure, Ronnie says that pressure has told a little bit towards the end, with lots of added factors.
Look,
as
listen,
well,
when you come down to it, this is the business end of the season. This is where you've got to win your games. You know, you get yourself into a position to finish it off. And unfortunately, Liverpool are not finishing off at the moment. It's gone in reverse, if you like, the way the results have gone. You know, nowhere near what they were getting a little bit earlier. Even when Jurgen, you know, said he was going to leave, there was a positive response from the players. You know, they got some really good victories and everything was going in the right direction. But I'll come back to what I said earlier about the Manchester United and the FA Cup defeat. Things have just gone downhill since then. I know we beat Brighton the next game, I think it was, and we beat Sheffield United, but it wasn't convincing. You could see there was a few little problems. Things aren't quite as what they should be. And I thought with all the injured players coming back, that would really impact the squad in a positive way.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look like that. You know, players have come back from injury and they don't really look like they're up to speed as much as I thought they would be. Or they're really, you know, coming on and changing the game. And the manager's trying to change one game to the next, making five changes as he did today, because you're looking for a winning formula. And now the team that he selected today was virtually the one that played against Fulham, wasn't it? When they won 3-1, and that was an energetic performance. I thought today was energetic, and for a lot of the game, I thought it was very energetic. But it'll come back to finishing off the chances you create, and you can't give away the goals that they did today. You know, that really puts you in a difficult position when you're on top, and then out of nowhere they score from a corner because you don't switch on. You're not ready for it when you should be. You should all know you should be disciplined. You should know your jobs. You should know when that ball comes in an area, who's going to go and attack it, who's in the area to do that. And it just looked that wasn't the case. And that would have been the frustrating part of today in a game that you come away from where you were still being in with a chance for winning the league. Now it's gone as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's a different kind of disappointment, clearly, from Wednesday, where that was almost a question of that they didn't feel like there was enough heart and effort. Yeah. And I feel like we did have that today, but as Ray said, mistakes obviously cost.
But after the game on Wednesday, the Everton game, everybody looked and thought these players are not really giving everything at this moment in time, or they didn't in that game. I'm sure being a player, if you're labelled like that, your next game is going to be an improvement, which was today. It was it was a much improved performance. People trying to get stuck in, people passing quicker, people closing down, but they didn't then. They let themselves down with not doing enough of it to win the game.
Well, they are Ronnie and Ray's thoughts on the draw with West Ham. We can hear from the boss now. Here is what Jurgen Klopp had to say to the media in his post-match press conference.
You said before this game was going to take a crisis for Man City and Arsenal for there to be any chance for you now. Do you accept now that's it for the title, and how disappointing is that?
I don't think about it really. So I said before, we need to win our games. We didn't win the game. So that doesn't improve our situation now massively. They play. Do they look like they will lose two or three games? No, I don't think so. But right, honestly, I'm not angry or whatever. Right, what you want about that, I don't think about it. It's just we have to win football games, and let's see what that means in the end. That means from now on, what do we have now? 75 points? Is that right? 84 possible. And I think it's a good target to try to do that, and that's what will be my attitude, my mindset, and we will see what that means. It's a while ago that somebody became champion with 84 points, I think, long ago. So, I'm sorry that I cannot. I don't have better news for you or anybody else.
Yeah, Jurgen, you're about to bring the substitutes on just before they scored. Have you seen the team need a bit more energy at that point?
It was. No, I didn't think that the game looked like they would score in the next few seconds, to be 100% honest. It happened anyway. No, we just knew we have. So we could have changed Rob, obviously, as well. You could see that he was on the edge, but it's a bit tricky. So the first three changes we made was just to control the game, keep the game, keep controlling the game, and score the third one. Yeah, when it's then 2-2, then you try to score the third one anyway. So that was the idea. I didn't know. I didn't feel that this is now the moment where they definitely will score. No.
Could I just ask about the team? You changed the team quite a lot. Left out a lot.
Oh, I was at 4 games in 10 days. If you find a manager who can play the same team in 4 games, I said that will be the next generation, not me anymore. So I try to do what I think is right, and I thought the boys who came on did really well. Cody in a sense, I don't even know who started last game. Cody didn't start because of his private situation. Lucho Bruce, I don't know. Harvey played really well, so the guys would start. Joel did really well. That's how it is. As a center defender, you are from time to time kind of around when goals get scored. That's how it is. But besides that, he played a really good game, super important for us. No, I tried to do the right thing, couldn't tell you.
You can sense the frustration when he speaks, and he's, you know, he's usually, even when he loses games, he's happy enough, but he just looked so beaten today. That's the first time I've really seen him this low. Yeah.
From Jürgen's point of view, what he doesn't want is to finish the season off on a low. Because like, the ninth season he's been in charge, there's been so many highs and things have gone so well for him. But just of late, you know, the questions he's been asked, it's not positive questions, they're negative questions, and he's trying to bat them away. You can see he's like, I don't want to answer that, because he doesn't want to get embroiled in anything. You know, he wants to try and say, look, I want to enjoy this. But it's hard, you know, when you've been up there challenging for so long, and not just for four trophies, and then slowly but surely, you know, you've lost one, and that's gone, another one's gone. And it looks like the one that he would probably prize the most at the moment, winning the league, is probably out of reach, and that will disappoint him that things have gone the way that they have with the results of late. Because he's seen performances, you know, he's seen games at Crystal Palace, their chances, didn't take them, you know. Everton, they didn't. That's probably the one game where he's probably come away and thought, well, you know, we weren't really at it, we didn't do well. Today, you can sense and you can hear it in his voice how frustrated he was, because he knew that his players had given a good account of themselves, but they've not won the game. And he'll be sitting there thinking, where's it gone wrong? Did I pick the wrong team? Was it the wrong attitude? What was it? Was it a bit of misfortune? Or is it just that they didn't defend as well as they should have done? And that is what he would have been looking at. The little finite points in matches and the reasons why you don't do as well as you should do. And that's what he'd been looking at. The first goal, set play. I'm sure they've worked on it. But why did that happen? And, you know, you're in charge of the game and then you give up one chance in the second half and they score from it. We've had loads, but we've not taken them. Why is it that they get one, they score? What's the difference?
It's fine margins, though, isn't it? We've seen it time and time again where they can go one way or the other, but that defines your season sometimes.
It does, most definitely. And the way things went, you know, you're going on about Man United and losing to Man United in the Cup knocks everybody down. But then Atalanta at home, you lose 3-0 against Atalanta. You go away and you get some little bit of pride back. You win 1-0 over there. Again, that could have been so different if Mo scores just before half-time. Mm. There's been so many things, little things happening over the last six or seven games that we're not getting away with anything. We talked about before the game, if it hits someone's backside and goes in, it'd be great. But then it hit three fellas backside and went in, but we still couldn't win the game in the end.
No.
It's extremely frustrating.
Just a quick break in the show to tell you there's never been a better time to show your support for the Reds. Whether it's getting kitted out with this season's Nike home strip, checking out the new arrivals to our training range, or if you want to roll back the years with a shirt from our retro range, the Liverpool FC store has everything you need. Visit a store today. Go online at liverpoolfc.com/store or download the official LFC store app to find what you're looking for. Right, let's get back to the show. Okay, we can get the thoughts of Jarrell Kwanza now. He's been speaking to Mark Benstead.
Hey, Jarrell, what did you make of this afternoon overall then?
Yeah, it was it's a tough game to reflect on straight away. I think it's one of them. Thought we played well in the first half, but it was disappointing to be down at the half really. But I thought we came out fighting second half with aggression, everything we needed really. And it was just a shame that they got their second goal. And stuff to reflect on and improve on, especially for myself.
Such a good sort of reaction after going behind so close to half time. What did you say at the break between yourselves to approach the second half?
Yeah, it was just more fight and more concentration. I think we caused ourselves our own problems really, and that was the story of today. I think again, we were we felt dominant in the game. It's just about not getting complacent and, yeah, stuff to improve on, and we're always working on it.
How difficult a side of West Ham to defend against, because they're very good at set pieces, very good in the air, and we saw that with the goals today.
Yeah, we knew that coming in, and it's disappointing conceding them. Set pieces especially, and allowing crosses, but yeah, when they come in, we've got to be more aggressive and we've got to attack them more, and yeah, we can definitely look to that and try and improve on it.
Three games left of the season, how do you approach these remaining matches now?
Just like we've always done, just try and win every game we can. That's all we can do, really, keep trying to play our way, keep doing everything we can to really finish the season well, and give the gaffer a good send-off at the end of the day.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, it's what everyone wants, to give Jurgen Klopp the send-off he deserves. I think, understandably, quite deflated Joel Kwanzaa there, and that probably reflects the whole dressing room.
He'll be one of many, Becky. He's not the only one who's going to feel deflated, because of the importance of the game. They knew they had to win it. They were good enough to win the match, but he just said himself there, you can't legislate for the mistakes that they made, you know, not picking up from the corner. And he said, I think he was talking about himself, things to be learned. He said, I've got to learn more. And that was allowing Antonio to get in behind him. You know, don't stop the cross. But when the cross comes in, you've got to be in a position to deal with it. And his starting position wasn't very good. But he's young, and he'll learn from the mistakes that he's made. He shouldn't be that disappointed about it overall, because he's been very, very good in the games that he's played. And he's a real prospect, and someone who's going to be at Liverpool, it looks like, for quite a long time.
Yeah, he said there that he felt today they caused themselves their own problems, really, which is probably been the story for the last few weeks, really, rather than just today, Ronnie.
He even mentioned nobody closed down, which is the cross from Bowen for the equaliser. But, you know, not just Joel Kwanzaa, a lot of players that are getting interviewed after games of late, everything is the same. We have to do better. We have to close down. We have to do this. We have to do this. But it just keeps going on and on and on, week after week. So I don't know whether they're just not getting it themselves, but they keep making the same mistakes.
We conceded a header to Calvert-Lewin against Everton midweek.
Yeah.
You're a thought today, everyone went right, when a ball comes in the box, someone's got to get their head on it.
Yeah, you've got that recent experience.
You've got to be putting them under pressure. Yeah. They scored two goals inside their 18-yard box from headers, under no real pressure. So that's the point that Ronnie's making. You know, if you've conceded previous to this, and only your last game today, you should have said, every one of us, we are switched on inside the 18-yard box today. Anything comes in here, we are first on here. Ball drops, we win the second ball, but we are really competitive. Anything but that. You know, the first real attack that they had, score from the short corner, because no one's picking up in the box. No one's been disciplined enough. And then the second goal, you know, he said himself there, he just got in a bad position. No one stops the cross, ball comes in, and it's a very good head from Antonio, but it's avoidable.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because I think that intensity and that attitude and that desire is the one thing that has never really been questioned, you know, in this Jurgen Klopp team. And everybody knows how much the players want this for the manager. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But it obviously just hasn't clicked at the moment. Is it almost mental fatigue, if you like, after a really long and difficult season?
The only game where I've dealt with the players was the Everton game, all season. I if you look back on our season, we have played some remarkable football. We've played some great games. But then this end of season, what's happened, and everybody seems low after every game. Everybody seems low. They just can't get this run together, and they all seem to want to. We want to send. Kwanzaa just mentioned it there, didn't he, about the manager? We would like to do it for him. The last three games of the season, give him a good send off. Whether this has got on top of everybody. That is my opinion. It's got on top of everybody. We have to win this. We have to win this. I have to score this goal. Knock it over the bar.
I don't think football's changed, Ronnie. I think you were alluding there, Becky, about a number of games that they've played.
Potentially.
I think there's been eight. There's been eight in April. I think there's been eight games they've played in April. It might have been five League Two against Atalanta. And I think the Man United Cup game might have all been in this month. But in successful teams of the past, with Liverpool, Ronnie's time, and when I was here for 5 years, the more successful you are, the more games you play, because you're at the back end of the season is when you're going to play in semi-finals and finals, and you're going to have to fit in league games because the other games have been postponed because you've been in the cup competitions. So you've all got to go through this period in your careers where you've got to be able to deal with it, and it's how you deal with it. You know, and that's what you'd be looking at. You can't keep saying, oh, we've got too many games. That's part parcel of being at that successful club.
Well, you two have both been in big dressing rooms and been big characters in big dressing rooms. What would you do, you know, if you go into training on, I don't know when they're back in, maybe probably not tomorrow, Sunday, Monday?
No, for us, going back into training was just going back into training. After the game, if things had gone for us like they went
that,
for Liverpool today,
what would you do?
Everybody would have been just screaming and shouting at each other in the dressing room, why can't you get closer? Why can't you head it away? Then it gets very heated at times in the dressing room. Now, you would hope that's what's happening now, or they all go in and just go out and we're just unlucky, weren't we? No, go in and fight each other and say, why didn't you pick him up? Why didn't you stop the cross coming in?
Yeah.
You know, they've got to be more professional in that way. When I was 2-1 up, I'm thinking, see this out. You're so much on top, let's see it out. But they, because of them little mistakes, they didn't do it.
You're not always going to get yourself into situations where you're 5-6 games away from maybe winning the league, or, you know, having a major season, winning lots and lots of trophies. You know, it's not always going to happen in your career. But when it's there and there's that real opportunity, you've got to seize it. You've got to seize that opportunity. You've got to be ready for it. Because people will start to question you. They'll start to question your mentality. Are you strong enough mentally to see it out when it really matters most? That's what will be asked of the players. And they've got to live up to it. And they've got to expect that. And they've got to be ready to answer that.
And that you would feel, and you guys can say, but surely nothing hurts you more than a player than somebody questioning that. You know, when Virg came out the other day and said, did we want it enough? That must be painful, I imagine, for the squad to hear.
Yeah, but I would have rather been in the dressing room and point at someone and say, did you want it enough?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go and do an interview and say some of them didn't do enough. I would tell them in the dressing room. We would fight about it. You know, why are you saying I didn't? You were worse. You were, and it gets it all out there.
Yeah.
And then the next time it happens on the pitch, it's a little bit different. The ball is stopped, crossed into the box. The header is won by a Liverpool defender. It's a hard school if you want to be successful. You've got to sort things out there and then.
I know football's changed, and I know personalities have changed.
Yeah.
And the way things are expressed and the way people put themselves across. I know it's all changed that way, and sometimes you can't be as aggressive as you would like to be in the changing room, and it's different. That was our time. That was what we would have done. Players today are a bit different, but you've still got to find a common way to get it across as to why things are going wrong and how do we put it right. Going on the telly afterwards, I know, you know, and he's been asked to go up there, Gerald, and speak, and he's done it very, very well, and you can see how disappointed he is. But you've got to say, we're going to put it right.
Yeah.
We've got it, and then you've got to see the evidence of it. Look, one thing saying it, another thing doing it. So you've got to do it in the next game, and that's why it was disappointing today.
Yeah.
After what happened against Everton, giving away the goal from a header inside the box, make sure we don't do that today. Whatever, they might score from a 20-yard just scream at top corner, but you know what? Any ball comes into the box, they ain't winning a header today because we're going to be aggressive. And then you see two goals that were conceded from balls just delivered in, no one attacking it.
Just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and career on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show. OK, we can hear from Cody Gakpo now. Mark Benstead caught up with him after the final whistle.
Cody, how do you reflect on this afternoon?
I think football-wise, we played an okay/good game. But yeah, at the end, it's about the result, and the result wasn't the best. I think we conceded, fought back really well, 2-1 up, and then we just have to play the game out, stay in control, and then we just lost it a little bit, and then they scored a good goal, and that was a little bit the story of the game. But a lot of things we could improve, we can improve still, but not the result we wanted.
Like quite a few of the games recently, lots of good moments, good play, good chances, even good goals at times. What's just missing for you guys at the moment? What's quite not falling into place to turn these into the results that you're wanting?
Yeah, obviously we should have scored more goals all the games. We have the chances, and just defending wise. As a team, sometimes it feels like like individuals, you know what I mean? But we did it the whole season very well, but maybe we lacked that a little bit in the last few games. But that's a shame.
We can get really serious about football at times, but there's a bigger world out there. There's more important things. You become a father this week, a little boy, Samuel. Yes. How is he? How's this week been for you?
Hectic week. Baby born, mom's all right, Samuel's all right, so that's amazing. But would have loved to give him his first win already, so that's a shame. But they are good, so that's fine.
I was going to say, are you able to put football to one side in a week like this and appreciate the moment and appreciate his arrival and enjoy all that in the middle of everything?
Obviously what you said, there are bigger things than football, but you love that moment. I enjoyed the moment. I'm going to enjoy the moments. But I want to enjoy that as well on the pitch. And it would be nice that if I could combine them today, but it didn't have to be this way. But hopefully the next game.
Hopefully score a goal for him before the end of the season. Thanks, Kisan.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby Samuel Gakpo will have to wait a little bit longer for his first Liverpool win. Hopefully a goal in the next game. And that is, of course, against Spurs. We'll have a very quick word on that, Ray. I mean, they're quite similar to Liverpool in terms of fairly free scoring. But when it goes wrong, they concede a fair few goals. Ange Postecoglou's style may be quite similar.
They've been great to watch, though, haven't they?
Great. Very entertaining. And he's a great
addition. Let's hope it's an exciting, entertaining match for the fans. But Liverpool will want to win that. They'll want to finish the season winning all three games and see where that leads them to. But it'll be a tough game, because watching Spurs is always good. You know, Ange's done great with them, the team that he's brought together, the confidence that they've got. Much will depend on what happens in the game tomorrow against Arsenal. If they lose that, you know, their season might just fizzle out the last few games that they've got. But I think they'll come to Anfield and then they'll enjoy it. It'll be a cracking game to watch.
Yeah, I think they play Chelsea as well, so two games for Spurs before they actually come to Anfield. But go on, sorry.
As Ray says, they could be over by then, top four.
Yeah.
So the season's probably, it's gone. There's nothing more to play for, really. So hopefully they come to Anfield and they're not really that bothered and we go out and hit them hard and score.
And that is it from this episode of The Reaction. My thanks to Ray Houghton, Ronnie Whelan and Tash Dowie for their analysis today. We're back on Sunday and it's Tottenham Hotspur, the visitors for Jurgen Klopp's penultimate outing at Anfield. Until then, if you haven't already, please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode when they drop. We'll see you next time.